Hi, startup talkers. Rakesh Sidana here. This is my sixth podcast. Today, we are going to talk about the reasons for startup failure. Yes, we are going to talk about failure. Before I talk about more about the startups, let's see what is called failure. Failure is a positive term. Yes, is a positive term. There are a lot of learning around it. If I give you some example, according to Thomas Edison, who has been described as an American inventor, America's greatest inventor, he said something about failure. I have learned 50,000 ways it cannot be done, and therefore I'm a 50,000 times nearer the final successful experiment. This is what he described. What is called failure? The more you become failure, there are learning around it, and you know very well that what should not be done. Failure tells you what should not be done. So this is how failure can be defined. So if you have encountered with some situations where you found yourself failure, don't worry about it. Move on. Do more experiments. Pivot your models. If I talk about startups, for me, I'm telling you, failures are unexpected events. Why I think failure is a positive term? Because these unexpected events can happen to anybody. If I talk about startups, your team may not be the right. The market should not be. It could be different. Or your product is not market fit. Anything. Cash flow issues. These are unexpected events. At one point of time, you are not able to handle it. You are not able to manage it. That is called the failure. And the learning about around it. So let's come to that particular title, that why startup fails. According to international agency, last year 2018, they listed 20 reasons why startup fails. And out of 20 reasons, the top reasons are, yeah, that you know, startups has product which is not market fit, no market need. That is the first reasons. Second reason, ran out of cash. Third reason, not the right team. Is it correct? These three reasons, and I would say yes. But when I say the top reasons, I may disagree. Why I disagree with the top reasons? Because this international agency last year, they analyzed 100 startups. 100? Only 100. Yes, it's not applicable to India, I'm telling you. This is the international agency doing analyzing only 100 startups. That is why I don't believe on statistics. When there's a data is a small, in a large country like us, India, hugely populated, and if I talk about startups, more than 4,000, lastly 12,000 startups, and even government is trying to have 50,000 startups by 2024. Huge numbers. And your data, your statistics is based on only 100 startups? I have doubt. Okay, this could be like, you know, small data, you can't have a correct statistics. Even if I believe these three reasons: no market fit, ran out of cash, and the team, not the right team. I believe these are the reasons. But are the top reasons for India? I'm not sure about it. Top reason could be different. In my experience, I'm telling you, as a startup mentor, working with many startups in the last 3-4 years, if I list down my top reasons, which I found from Indian startups, are number one, not the right team, co-founder conflicts are the major reason for any startup fail in India. The team, the co-founder. So I think that's something which I found the first reason, the most reasons which I encountered, like many entrepreneurs having similar kind of situations. I understand the cash problems comes next, and the market fit. To be honest, I can tell you, India has a large unorganized markets. Your product can be fit, but you have to pivot the business model. Even if most of the business ideas are something similar which is already happening in another world, but India definitely takes some time to adapt it. And I believe that your product definitely has a market. If there's no market, you have to create it. That is something which I found there's no mention in that statistic given by international agencies. Whenever there's any statistic coming from any international agency, I'm telling you, you don't believe immediately. India is different. India is large. Here statistics are different, because there are unorganized market, and those are huge. And definitely there's one reason where startups also failed, because hesitation to pivot the models. Founders stick to their only one idea. Maybe they are replicating the same idea from the international market. They want to do the same thing here, but they hear consumer behavior is a different. You have to tweak that models. You have to create new market. You have to create huge value around the product. This is what I think you should do. So the top reasons for failure, according to me, is the team, the co-founder conflicts, cash flow comes next, and the markets come the next third. So this is what I wanted to tell you, that you have to focus on building the right team. You must have a right co-founder. Cash flow issues come next. The reason is, if you have a best sales guy working with you, you don't have any issue with cash flow. He's a good seller, he's a hustler, he's a co-founder, he can go to the market and sell the product. He can understand the value of your product, actually. So cash flow comes second. The first is the team. And market huge unorganized market in India. You can create new markets. Why I insist on creating new market? The reason is, I have done myself. My ventures established in 2008, I was the first guy who created a market of car mechanics in India. There was no one. So this is how I believe that there's a market and you have to pivot the models to make that product fit for your market. Hopefully this is another quick sixth podcast. I'm trying to make it a little fast just to make more appealing for you. I'm hoping you definitely like this podcast too. Thank you.